Ibra di testa, Tonali, gol! Sandro! Meritato! Sandro!
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Semper Milan podcast. I am the host today, Anthony Torgard. Ollie messaged us today and said he got blackout drunk at about 5 p.m. yesterday and was obviously not feeling well this morning, so he canceled. Me, who has a flight to Italy in a few hours, still showed up, and good old Fisher couldn't make it himself. So big ups to me, but we also got Madison with us as well.
Yeah, my internet just went on the fritz, so your mouth moved, and I didn't hear anything, but... I'm here. Oliver's not. Someone can't hold his liquor, and he's English. So,
all right. Well, this will be an interesting one then, because your internet was a little behind there, but that's okay. We'll make it work. Diving right in. The first thing to talk about: the Roma game. That game fucking sucked. It was pretty boring throughout. Main incidents: they should have had like 3 red cards. There was one where Matic went straight through Benacer's chest. Did he get a yellow card or did he not get anything for it? I can't remember.
I think he got a yellow. They had 3 players on yellows that were supposed to be red, okay. I thought.
Yes, yeah. They definitely should have had 3. I'm just double checking to make sure that he did get a yellow for that. And the answer is yes, he did. So he got a yellow for it. It's the exact tackle that Nigel de Jong made in the MLS when he played for the Galaxy and was dubbed the most violent player in MLS. So, take that however you want. Matic didn't get sent off, though. Fekayo got suspended with a yellow card prior to that, and then at halftime was subbed off with injury. Reports this morning say he's fine. He will be able to play, not Cremonese because he's suspended, but the Lazio game after that he will be back, no injury worries there. And then I believe Belotti also came off at halftime with an injury. It was a pretty scrappy game there. I can't remember who the next challenge was, but someone...
Salamakers? Did a flip?
Yeah, they went through Salamakers. I can't remember the Roma player who did it, but they went straight through Salamakers' legs, flipped him, and again, nothing called on that. That happened one more time, again on Salamakers, I believe. It was a rough game. There was like 106 minutes of regulation time played. Only 52 of those minutes were actual movement. So it was like 20, 25 minutes a half, which is just insanely boring, insanely slow.
Roma did what they had to do. They didn't let us get in our rhythm. They didn't like let the game be played. They just played a rough game, and there's a lot of stoppages and like...
It's the Mourinho way.
Yeah.
Someone said to me that Allegri plays for 1-0 games, Mourinho plays for 0-0s. And that's exactly what he was doing. He just was shutting the game down every opportunity. 22 shots in the game, only 2 on target. Both of them were goals, and they both came in stoppage time. Tammy Abraham had one. It was a really nice goal in the 94th minute. And then did the Leao celebration, and about 90 seconds later, Leao had a beautiful assist to Salamakers, who scored it to equalize in the 96th minute. So that's it. There's not much else about the game. I mean, it was a tough watch, man. I personally was frustrated the whole time. I felt like it was a waste of time, honestly. 2 hours of my life I'll never get back. So
just for the 2 goals that happened in the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. We should say Salamakers could have had an earlier one that was the exact same thing, a Leao cross from the left side of the box to Salamakers wide open on the far side of the box. First one, he just bombed it over the top. He should have taken a touch. He had plenty of time, and he didn't. And then the second one was honestly kind of a bad shot. It just found its way in, and I guess that's what you need at the end of the day, just one of those scrappy goals.
Didn't CDK lose the ball for Tammy's goal? Isn't he the one who lost possession? I thought so.
I don't know. I honestly didn't think he did terrible. There was only one moment that I remember seeing him, and he had like a really small spin move that beat one guy, and I was like, oh, he did something. But besides that, I mean, he was invisible. I think Origi came on, also invisible. Kalulu was okay. Brahim didn't look that great. I mean, overall, everyone was pretty trash.
Because they couldn't get into their form. They couldn't, like, yeah. You know.
There was just no game. There was nothing.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess tops and flops. I don't know. Who do you want to pick?
Top, I'll do Sal Makers because he scored.
Okay. I'll do Liao then. He had the assist. I felt like he made a couple moves, but, I mean, that was the only assist there. Flop. I'm going to go Teo. I thought Teo looked really bad. He looked like he didn't want to be there or he was tired or something. He wasn't making his runs.
I thought Teo and Calabria both, but I'll go Diaz. Just because after playing so well in the Champions League games in that same position, just to be invisible, like, come on, man.
No, that's fair. That's definitely super fair. And any other honorable mentions on there? Nope, that was it. There, when I say there was nothing to talk about in this Roma game, I mean, there really was nothing to talk about. So if you haven't watched it, save yourself the time. Don't. If you did watch it, you agree with us. And that brings us to Wednesday's game against Cremonese at the San Siro. I will be in attendance. So pretty excited about that, obviously. Not excited about the rotation lineup I am most likely to see here. But going into it, the first game that we played against them this season was 0-0. Origi had a goal ruled off offside in that game. And that was about the highlight of that.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, there's just not much. I'm trying to think when. I mean, it was like November, so it was before our big downfall, but it was also right at the end of the season before the break.
I also had an infant baby, so.
Yeah, okay.
That's probably why I don't occupied. Remember.
Yeah. But yeah, it was 0-0. It wasn't much to it. As for this season, they haven't done a whole lot. Their biggest win was a 3-2 win over Sampdoria, the only team below them in the table. There's not much that they don't have. I mean, I'm just trying to pull up their stats.
Anything less than a win here is a failure.
Yes, 100%. We have to win, given the Inter one. You know, they're tied with us now. So a Roma, we're in a three-way tie, which puts us in sixth place instead of fourth. Just looking at their stats here to see who they've only scored 28 goals this season. And the top goal scorer has six, but they weirdly have three people on six, which honestly is a bit better than I expected them to have.
Yeah. We should win. Pioli should not mess with things too much. We have is Lazio the following game? Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's Lazio. And
Lazio's
then
it's 3 days later and then Inter's four. You have to have your players playing. Game. And they have to be in form, right? Like, yeah. You risk injury, but you have to win. Like, wins are more important.
I think we might see still heavy rotation, but I think Liao's going to start. I think he's the most important player. Hopefully Giroud. It sucks saying that.
Because he sucks.
Yeah, it's just like he's very clearly the best of him, Rebic, and Origi.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I think Rebic could be there if he just got game time, right? But it's like you can't gamble that at this point in the season.
Yeah, and I think he will get the game time. I do think he'll play. I just don't know if it's from the start or not. But
right.
I obviously we're going to see Tomori suspended, so he's not going to be there. We'll have Clue or Chow filling in for him. And I think they should start. I don't know who should start next to him, because all four of our center backs, well, three of them now that Tomori has a suspension, but the other three are also a card away from suspension. So who do you risk not having here for Lazio? So maybe Kalulu and Chow just start both the backups.
Yeah.
And then if they both get suspended for Lazio, who cares? We'll have Kier and Tomori back. That's tough.
OG starting 11 from last year.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to think. Or you do Kalulu and Kier, and then whoever's suspended, Tomorrow will be back, and then hope one of them doesn't get suspended, and then you have you do Chow and Kier in this game. If one of them gets suspended, then the next game against Lazio, you have Kalulu and Tomori, who were the partner.
If Kier plays, he gets a yellow card.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I think against small sides, we always do. Let me see how that last game went with the yellow cards, because I feel like they probably were a decent amount in that game. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yellow cards in the last game. We had 3 of them. Liao, Lazetic, and CDK.
Lazetic had one? Was that the last game that he played for us?
Probably.
He played like a minute?
Probably. Yeah, he came on in the 82nd minute, so he didn't have
a whole lot. I remember that. I thought he actually looked kind of good.
I genuinely forgot he was even on our squad this year. Because he went to Austria, right, with Miroslav Klose as his manager. But that was another game. Liao came on at 60 minutes. CDK came on at 75. And it was a horrible lineup, to be honest with you. We had Rebic Origi up top with Macias and Balotore on the wing back. We did the 3-man back line. Tomori, Kier, Chow, Tata. Then we had Benacer, Tonali, which I don't know if we start both Benacer, Tonali this time. I think we might see Ronks get some minutes. It sounds like he might become a permanent person next season, so it would make sense to give him a bit. I don't know who sits out for him, though. That's the thing I'm concerned about, because I feel like without all three of our midfielders, we can't create anything. We don't look good anymore.
Sorry, I was distracted on Twitter.
Why are we on Twitter? I'm saying...
Well, I saw your tweet about squishy biceps.
From last night?
Yeah, I just opened up Twitter and was there.
Oh.
And then I saw another tweet that made me laugh, but that's here or there.
All right. Well, I was saying I don't know who's going to be benched out of our midfield. It's probably going to be someone for Bronx, but I don't know who he's going to take over for. I feel like without all three of our midfielders, we just don't look good.
That's why we got to keep our starting 11 going, right? The team has to be playing well together for the rest of the season. Doing switches is not going to help that.
Yeah. No, and I agree with that.
Switches fucking suck.
It's just we have too many games, too many big games next coming fast. And I feel like if there's ever a game you're going to squeeze a win away against, it's the team in 19th place, you know?
Yeah.
But then you look at who we have starting. We played Rebic and Origi in this fixture last time, and they couldn't score a goal.
Right.
So... I don't know. I think you have to have Liao. You probably have to have Teo even and hope he's in better form. If he's still not feeling well, or if he's in bad form, whatever was going on with him this weekend, if he's still like that, then start Balotore, because I just don't want to see that Teo. I want him to be ready and want to be there. Because if he's not wanting to be there, it's not like playing with 10 men. It's like playing against 12 men. You know, it's like he's on the other team when he doesn't want to be here. So it's crazy what happens. I'm just concerned about the midfield, though. Benacer, Tonali, I feel like we got to do it. We got to start him, because Pobega's got the broken rib, so he can't play. He's not going to. So it'll be Vronx. I mean, maybe give CDK the start, and then Macias or Salamakers on the wing.
I wouldn't start CDK. I've been about it all season. We have 6 league games left.
Yeah.
It's a wash. He's not going to come out and score a goal a game here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's like actually a liability on the field now. Just let him take a mental lapse, have the summer, go back home, come back refreshed, sell him to Leeds, trade him to Atalanta, do something, or keep him, but give the kid like a little,
yeah,
do like a little flash
from. I agree. I don't think he's just not here yet, you know, whether it's he doesn't have the skill to be here yet or it's a mental weakness or something. I think it comes down to confidence. That's what we've probably said every episode this season. But I think Pioli will start him this game. I do. I just don't see why he won it. This seems like the game that Pioli's going to rotate for. So hopefully he gets it right this time. It never seems to work. But got to have Liao in there. You have to start Liao. You can't
you
not.
You have to.
I mean, put him on. Hopefully we get ahead early and we could yank him at halftime. You know, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I think he's probably going to play an hour, 60 minutes. And then...
when's the game?
Wednesday at 9 p.m. for me, which is local time there. So I don't know what it'd be.
You get to watch a game under the lights. That's pretty cool.
I know. So it'll be 3 p.m. your time. Okay. Middle of the day for you. I think that's about it, I guess, with the Cremonese preview. Score prediction, what do you got?
1-1.
Oh, boy. That is not what we want. But, I mean, we just have no league form right now. We can't get a win to save our lives. So I don't blame you. I'm going to go 2-0. I don't see Mike conceding anything to this team. And, of course, Mike's going to play. You don't rest your goalkeeper. You know, he's going to play the full 90. I don't think he's going to concede anything. And if we do go out there knowing that we need a win, knowing that we're now in a three-way tie for fourth, which puts us in sixth, we need to jump those teams. We have to win. And then we have Lazio, which is another six-pointer. So we're going to put Liao up there. I think he's going to come through. I think we're going to get the goal. And I'm going to say CDK gets something this game. I don't know what it's going to be, assist or a goal, but he's going to get something. And I won't bet money on it, but I think he's going to get it. So 2-0, that's what I'm going with. Oh, I guess I don't have to wait for Ollie to say go to the next game. Okay.
I think we do Lazio now, right?
Yep. So Lazio preview, another game I'll be at. This time with Lorenzo, he's going to be there as well. Steph tried to get tickets, but he fumbled the bag, so he won't be there. Same with Fisher. So this European meetup became a me and Lorenzo hangout. So
not, I'm sure not the girlfriend's completely fine with that, though.
Yeah, yeah. We'll both have our ladies with us. We got the whole day planned out, doing the Casa Milan tour that day before the game or after. Before or after, I can't remember when we booked it. We'll get dinner after as well and stuff. Because this game's early. This is a 3 p.m. game in Italy, which means 9, 10, 11, something like that for you here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Lazio. Saturday? Yes, Saturday cool. The 6th.
Kentucky Derby Day.
Nice. I didn't know you were a fan of the horse races.
Only because my father-in-law is, so we do bets every year.
There you go, yeah. All right, Lazio. We all know what happened last time. We got smoked 4-0.
Oh, that's right. I was like, what happened last time?
Yeah, it did go our way. I remember now. And then, of course, they couldn't fucking be worth any value against Inter this weekend. And Inter beat them 3-1. And I will say they looked like absolute dog shit. I thought Inter walked them completely. So that either means Inter's hitting incredible form at the worst time for us, or Lazio's dropping off at the best time for us, one or the other. But this is another must win. This is an opportunity for us to jump to third at the very least, you know?
We would jump, I mean, depending on how the results go on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We would jump to 60 points or 63, depending.
Yeah.
But the crazy part is like Lazio seemed like a sure number two, and now they're like, fuck, we're back in the race.
Yeah, I mean, they've lost their last two league games. They lost 1-0 to Torino, and then obviously the 3-1 yesterday to Inter. They play Sassuolo midweek. They should be able to get points off Sassuolo, so I'm assuming they're going to maintain
Sassuolo
their
Sassuolo is, like,
place.
Never an easy team, though, except for the last game of the season when you want to win the championship.
Yeah. And then Juve, obviously, is the other team above us. They play Lecce midweek, but then when we play Lazio, they play Atalanta. Looking at Juve,
play Atalanta?
Juve do.
Oh, we could definitely jump.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. And I'm looking at their last run. The only game they won in all competitions since the start of April was a 1-0 win against Sporting in the Europa League where they looked horrible. And that's Juve.
They won Hellas Verona on April 1st.
Okay, I didn't see that one, but yes.
But
regardless, that's literally the 1st of April. Yeah,
a month.
In yeah,
but they got 15 points.
I know they got more points than us this month with one win. We should be able to jump them. Now I'm just checking Inter. They play Roma that week as well. So this is a huge week all around for us. I mean, that Inter and Roma play each other, so we will go above one of them. 100% like it.
Well, we're already above Roma.
And unless the only way we don't go above them is if they draw and we lose.
That could throw Atalanta back in the mix, right?
Yeah, I would put them at 58. I mean, they would.
We need to get like a little like image of the table on the screen so we don't just like stare at our phones and talk about it. So like, you know, the people can also see the table with what we're talking about.
Here you go, guys. I'm going to hold this right here the whole time. Yes, that is a good idea. And we might take advantage of that next. Or you and I could take advantage of that next week when I won't be here, when I get my first break in 253 weeks. So that's just how many episodes. Well, this is episode 253. Maybe it's 254. I don't know. I will know when I upload the video. But yes, so Lazio, big game. They're a good team. Milinkovic-Savic been in great form, or sorry, has not been in great form. The last two games, he's looked really poor. Would argue he was the worst on the pitch yesterday against Inter. Typically, he's their main guy. Something that I found interesting in the last game, I watched them play Inter yesterday. Was it yesterday morning? Yeah, I don't know. It was like 6:30 in the morning, and he got pulled off after 65 minutes, which was weird. You know, that's their top goal scorer, has been for many seasons now, and he couldn't get the full 90, and they weren't winning at that time. I think it was 1-1, so it was strange. It didn't make sense to pull him off. He might be hurt, maybe. I don't know. I haven't read anything on that, but it seemed like a weird decision for Maurizio Sarri to pull off Ciro Immobile. The rest of their team, though, I mean, look, they got 50 goals.
It's a lot. How many does Immobile have, though?
Immobile is on 10 of those, which means they divide them pretty evenly. Zaccagni is also on 10. Felipe Anderson on 8. Milinkovic on 6. Alberto 5. Pedro 4. And
that's wild.
Don't forget, they got Romagnoli, former player, former captain last season. You know he's due a goal against us.
He wouldn't.
I mean, Daniel Maldini scored against us. You think Romagnoli won't?
I forgot that Maldini scored against us.
Yeah. He had to go home and get spanked by his dad.
The history to score against us.
Both his goals this season have been
Paolo had a goal or his dad. Maybe.
I don't know. He had a goal against Inter, and I know Danny had a goal against Inter as well. So I know they both are tied on Inter goals or goals against. Yeah, man, I don't know. This is going to be a really tough game. But I don't think we're going to get embarrassed 4-0 again.
No.
You know, I think the way Lazio play suits our style of play a lot better than Roma's does. You know, Roma sat back. They tried to stop play every time the ball was moving, whereas Lazio want to attack. It's sorry ball. Everyone knows sorry ball. We've all seen it. You know, it's always move forward at all cost. And that's when we
similar
do the
to
best.
Napoli.
Yeah. And we put Napoli the sword. Well, you can make an argument 4 games in a row, you know, like we definitely had their number this season. And I don't know. I'm feeling confident because I'm going to be there and I don't want to see a fucking loss. I'll cry if I see drop points in both games there. So I'm predicting a win again. I'm saying we're doing it. We're getting the job done. And I think this is another one where the boys are going to show up. You know, we saw how we showed up against Napoli after dropping points early in the season. Well, we didn't come back against Roma. We still drew against Roma. But I think we will this time because 4-0, we got to right that wrong. Whether it's a 2-1 victory, a 2-2 victory, whatever it is, we got to get one back, and I think we will. So I'm going to say, yeah, I'll stick with that, actually. 2-1 victory for us.
I'll go 2-0.
Okay. I think late season Liao, man, he's a cheat code. He's been coming big. He did all last season, and he has been lately as well.
He's got that money on his mind.
Yeah. Well, we should talk about that as well then. Switch to talking points.
It's like Oliver Fisher's in your head.
Right. Yeah. So Liao is pretty close to a new renewal.
He is. what, the contract $7 million, is... $2 million bonus.
Mm-hmm. 5 years.
There's nothing about the transfer fee to Sporting, though.
No, I was seeing last night, or maybe it was early this morning, potentially Leal is going to be taking care of that still. I know we heard that in the past, but I'm seeing that come back up again, and that it's like $22 million now. When originally I heard 19, then I heard 40, and now I don't know. It keeps going back and forth.
Excuse me.
But something's going on with that that I don't think Milan's going to have to handle. I think we're going to get that taken care of, and Leal's going to sign it. What I've heard is that we had the verbal agreement. This is like the exact figures you said, $7 million plus two bonus, 5 year deal. The thing we're waiting on now is securing Champions League. So if he wants to be here, if he wants to get that contract, then he's going to show up. You know, he's going to do as much as he can to secure Champions League so that he secures that contract. You know, that just makes the most sense to me. Obviously, he could go abroad and make more, but I don't think he wants to. The other thing that's beneficial with this is because of the amount of time that he's now stayed here in Italy, he can take advantage of the growth decree, which if Ollie was here, he would explain in much better detail than I can. But it means he's not going to pay as much taxes, which means he gets a lot more of that money than he would have before. So he's
well,
go ahead.
It kind of helps us more than him, right? Because we cover the taxes of his. We like really we're paying more than $7 million a season. He's getting $7 million
yeah.
after taxes.
Okay.
So
yes. Yes. I had it backwards.
Helps us.
Yeah. Yeah. So taxes. Basically, what it is for us is like $9 million a season, and then he gets $7 million after the taxes, as opposed yeah. to what it would have been before, which I think was like $13 million a season.
Yeah, it's almost like I think
50%. It's 40%. So I don't know the math on that. I'm not a math wizard, but you know, if you are in the comments, figure it out. but yeah, so Leao should be renewing soon, and I think he will. I think he wants to be here. I mean, he likes Milan Twitter tweets all day, every day. That's what he does. The guy's one of us, so it's good news.
He's one of us.
Yeah, he's one of us. And I'm just gonna double check here real quick what else we got. So because Ollie normally does the questions, he didn't do that this morning because he's not feeling too well. I put it out about half hour ago, so we don't have a whole lot of questions. I know we didn't read all of them from last week, so I'm going to go back and read those once I go through this as well, just so you know we have more.
What are you most excited about for Italy?
Oh, you're asking me a question instead?
Sure.
Okay, well, we'll change. Just pretend it doesn't say listener and pretend it says Maddie questions. Probably the food. The food. Yeah. Oh, you know what? Actually, I'm going to show a little nerdy side. We're going to take a day trip excursion up to Lake Como. And on May 4th, you know, the Star Wars day, May the 4th be with you, that garbage. But we're going to go there. And there is a villa in Como, which is where they filmed a part of Naboo when Anakin Skywalker and Padme were on the balcony. And they had their little kiss in episode 2. It's going to recreate that shit because I'm a sucker. And yeah, so
are
I'm hyped
Star Wars fan, or are you a sucker for like romance?
Both. She's not a Star
Wars
fan.
Star Wars
at
game?
All. I haven't. No, I figured I'd just get it when I get back.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't, because you would have played it instead of packing.
Yep, exactly. And I struggled to pack last night. I don't even know if I have enough clothes, to be honest. I just grabbed a shit ton of stuff off the hanger and threw it in there and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's basically what I do. I always make sure I pack extra underwear. Just
there
in
case
you go. Shit yourself. You never know.
I don't plan on doing that, but
you never plan on it, right?
Yeah.
And it's never happened, but you'd rather have too many than not.
Well, let's not say it's never happened. It's happened. I'm just saying I don't plan on it. All right. Listener questions now. This is from Hassan Abdul-Jerji. Fingers crossed I got that right. Says, I feel Milan is playing with a squad of 13 players, only starting 11 plus Salamaker and Kalulu. With this depth issue, should Milan focus their full energy on top four finish rather than gamble to win the Champions League against Man City or Real Madrid? Strategic season management.
I did not. Can you? Is that on the new questions tweet?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So I agree that it basically is a 13-player squad. It's a starting 11, Sawmakers, Kalulu. I would throw in Chow as well. 14, but that's not a whole lot different. And I do think we need to focus more on finishing top four. However, we got to get to the Champions League final. We're in the semis against Inter. If we don't make it, that means Inter's in the final. And that's the last thing anyone wants. So I do think it's important to prioritize getting to the final. I don't think anyone thinks we're winning it. But once we get there, then we just finish the regular season. And then we don't have to worry about the Champions League final because it's June 10th. The regular season ends sooner than that. I think it ends in May, right? Is it the end of this month?
We have six league games left. So it's probably the first week of June or the last
it
week
is.
Of May.
June 4th is the last league game. And it's against Verona, who is almost positive to be relegated at this point. So I don't know. I don't think we need to disregard the Champions League final. You know, we'll if we've secured top four at that point, because the game prior to that is Juventus, that should be a top four decider, realistically. If we've got it at that point, then we could rest this last game. And then we
is
have
that home or away?
The last game's at home.
Against Juve.
Oh, that's away.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think because we're not in top four, there's so many factors here that are not normal, right? You normally don't have a derby semifinal. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose to your rival in a semifinal of the Champions League. We are currently in fifth in the standings. We are not guaranteed Champions League next season. So you almost have to go all out for both, right?
Yeah.
You can't strategically favor one over the other. I would rather get blown out in the final than not make the final.
I agree. Because, yeah.
You know, like
the money you make for even getting to the final is more than you make for securing top four. Now, obviously you can't get to the final without securing top four.
$100,000 for getting top four in Italy.
Yeah, exactly. There's $100 million for making the final in the Champions League. Like the level difference
last in the Premier League.
Yeah. The levels are so vastly different that getting to the final should be the most important thing. Granted, you can't get back to the final next season if you don't qualify, obviously. Exactly. So you got to find the happy median. I mean, you look at our final fixtures. We play Lazio, who's in second. We play Juve, who's in third. We're tied with Inter, who's in fourth on points right now. And we're tied with Roma, who's in sixth. I think it actually they're in fifth. I know FotMom says they're in sixth, but I'm pretty sure the tiebreaker is a round robin goal scored against table, some weird shit. And when I did the math the other night, it put us below them, but I could just be wrong. I could, you know, happens all the time.
You think we're in sixth, not fifth?
I think so. Yeah. I think the tiebreaker is different than what FotMob's showing. I'm pretty sure it should be whoever scored the most goals against those three teams. So like we scored
Google
against
also injury. Has us in fifth.
Who does?
Google.
Okay, I'll trust Google then. All right, so we're in fifth. That's great. But point being, we're in a three-way tie. We've already, you know, like every team we're playing is either directly above us, so a six-pointer, or the bottom five teams in the league right now, which should, on paper, should be winnable, easy games. So
Roma also have us in fifth on their website. So,
all right, well then, yeah, we're good there. All right, so I was wrong. It happens all the time. No one's surprised there. Comments are probably laughing right now. Yeah. But point being, the schedule is lined up perfectly for us to do it. You know, we have every opportunity to beat the guys above us and beat the five worst teams in the league. We should be able to secure top four and then focus on the Champions League with the week. I don't think anyone realistically believes we are beating Manchester City or Real Madrid in the final.
I think we have a better chance of beating Manchester City than we do beating Real Madrid.
I do too. The other thing is, anything could happen in 90 minutes of football.
Yeah, you know? Once that whistle blows, it's anyone's game.
It's anyone's game. Someone could get... Haaland could pull up hurt in the warm-up, and then they're without him. Obviously, they got plenty of backups. But, you know, like any crazy thing
could
happen.
He scored 50 goals this season.
I know. It's
like, insane. He is their team.
It's scary. But anything could happen is the point. I mean, if Liverpool can come back from 3-0 down and beat us in the final in 2005, who's to say we can't sneak one cheeky winner and have a great defensive class against Manchester City, you know?
Right.
Anything could happen. So there's no reason to disregard the final. Once you're in it, you go for it. But top four is obviously the objective still. I think that sums that question up pretty well. Mm-hmm. Next question is from AzizW22. He says, we really struggle against teams that play with a low block and they don't press us high. Is it because we lack creative players or is it on Pioli?
Yes. I think both those are accurate reasons. We have a creative player in Liao. Salamakers is a little creative. Brahim's a little creative. I picture Krunic, Benacer, and Tonali as just like supporting players, right? They can score, they can pass, they're not creative. They can hold the ball. Our number nine is ancient and is a very classic number nine, and that's about it. So creativity, if Pioli was smart, he'd know how to use those players to his advantage. He doesn't. Neither do I. I don't know tactics of the game. I know how to watch it. I know some tactics, but, you know.
I mean, I agree. It is both. We don't have many creative players, but it is also kind of how Pioli plays. You know, you if you watch the game against Roma, probably the best example of this, Roma set back. They blocked as much as they possibly could. They stopped play, and our strategy was get the ball to Mike, and let him bomb it upfield, and hope Leo gets it and does something. And that doesn't work for 90 minutes, and then 96 minutes in, it works once. So low block has always been rough for us. And the reason we were able to stop Napoli by playing the low block, because they're a team who's good against it. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry, I had it backwards. Ignore the Napoli comment. But low block, it fucks us up. We do need more creative players, but Pioli also doesn't play the right strategy against that. His game plan isn't about creativity. It's passing, it's man management, it's zone marking. You know, you see how Krunic covers everything. You see when he goes somewhere, he tells another person to cover back. I mean, if Krunic is guarding player A and he decides he's going to go guard player B, he's making that run. When he does that, the guy who was originally covering player B, he's now telling, yo, go cover player A. So we're always in that movement, but we're not creating spaces. You know, we're just kind of moving the ball up the pitch. And it works. You know, it won us a Scudetto last season. But there are play styles that are going to match up against us. You know, no system is perfect, obviously.
Right.
And low block is the one that gets us, which is why we have historically struggled against the lower sides and done well against the bigger teams, because the bigger teams want to win also. The lower sides are comfortable taking the point where they can. So that was all the questions we had received on the current tweet. I'm going to go back to read some from last week as well, because we had a bunch last week and we only read a few of them. I'll be honest, I don't remember which ones we read, which ones we didn't, but one that I'm seeing right now is, can Milan win the Champions League? Well, we just kind of touched on that. Anything can happen. So that was from Andrew Mahakata. So I just wanted to read his name out, let him know that we did see his question. He didn't get ignored. Okay, I like this question. It's from Nups, is his name. He says, who are reasonable replacements for Rebic, Origi, Macias, and Ibra? So basically, who is a reasonable striker to get to replace those three guys?
In the past 10 years, my knowledge of other teams has drastically dropped off. My buddy and I were talking about this the other day. In college, we could like name the starting 11 for like every Champions League team. Now it's like,
played FIFA.
I don't know who plays for Real Madrid.
Well, okay. Benzema.
A solid striker.
Okay. Well, while you're thinking of that, I'm going to hit you with one you probably haven't even heard of, but we did get linked with him this weekend. He plays for Montpellier in League One. His name is Elie Wahi. He is 19 years old. He's on 13 goals this season, maybe 14 or 15. He's around there. He's like above 6 foot tall. He's big. He's fast. He's mobile. He plays like, okay, this is a weird example, but I tried to explain it on a tweet the other day. He plays like current, experienced, and seasoned Giroud if he was younger and had a better touch. So
how much are we linked for?
I don't know. I would imagine it's got to be not that much, though, because of all the names in League One, he's not among the top one. You're seeing the Jonathan Davids for $60 million. You're seeing the Balogun for $40 million. Okay. This guy, you're not seeing as much, but he's just up there. You know, there's Messi and Mbappe, and the other two guys, I think, are the four above him in the goal-scoring table. But I watched this guy's highlights the other day, and just he's always on the penalty spot. He's always right there. He's always receiving the cross. He doesn't care about going for the acrobatic. Like he does. He'll go for, you know, the scorpion kicks, the bicycles like Zlatan, like Giroud. He's good on headers. He's always jumping up for the ball. And he's got a great foot on him, both feet, honestly. Every time I watched him, I was like, okay, this is the guy. I've seen these goals scored in our team before, and he's doing it at a higher, more consistent level. And he's young, so he's fast, he's ready, and he's kind of a hothead, which I personally like.
Yeah.
I want those players on my team, especially as a striker. You know, I like the guys that are willing to do the dirty work, that aren't going to get thrown down by the defender and call for the penalty that's never going to come every game that you see all the time. This is the guy who's going to jostle right there with you, and he might throw down the defender himself and then take the goal. He might get called off every now and then, you know, because he is fouling, but I personally, that's my favorite profile. I love that in a striker. And then if he could be here and learn under Giroud, someone who I think he emulates so well, I think he would grow immensely. And if Zlatan's still here in any capacity, be it, you know, a cheerleader or something else, you know, that's another great legendary player with a somewhat similar style that he could learn from. And it fits so much because it's what we have. Plus it's mobile, it's fast. I don't know. I can't say enough great things about this guy. I will say I did see on his Wikipedia that he kind of has some really shitty human things about him. Some police reports that I saw on there. I didn't look too deep into it, but so if that stuff's true, then fuck this guy. I don't want him. But if it's not true, you know, then the door's open. Come on in. Yeah. Did you come in with a striker?
Yeah. I forgot his name though. Kid who plays for Arsenal on loan, who's also U.S. national.
Oh, that's Balogun. Yeah,
yeah.
He's fantastic. I wanted him as well. He's just, I know he's going to cost us $40 million, and I don't think we're spending that on a striker.
I think we are.
I hope we are. I really hope we are.
I think this summer we're going to go big for a striker because we don't have a fucking choice.
Yeah. Another shout that I think is kind of a, I don't know, shot in the dark maybe, but I could see us trying to get Vlahovic on the cheap still. I think he's had a horrible season.
He's not even starting for
He's not even playing, dude. He's not even getting call-ups. He did play yesterday, but he came
okay,
on late.
But Piontek? Ring a bell?
Yeah. Piontek was on the team that just stopped Napoli's Scudetto celebration.
Yeah, he didn't do
yesterday.
Shit, though.
He did it. He fucking
okay,
was a
so
bystander.
Susan started out here, right? I don't know why I call him Susan because that's what we call him in the chat.
Yeah.
Started out up here.
Yeah.
Then he did here, and now he's here.
No, I don't think he ever did here. He skipped that middle stage.
Even worse.
But it's not really.
What makes you think we can bring him back to here?
Because I think it's an Allegri issue. I think his issue is Juventus, that system, and the manager. It's not just him who's been arguing with him. I saw it today. Him, Di Maria, and Chiesa have all had falling outs with Allegri. And Allegri's benching Vlahovic, yeah, a little bit for form, but mainly because they're not getting along. And I don't have anything to back that up. It's just my hunch. But we saw what Vlahovic is capable of. And I think we get him very cheap, especially if they get hit with another fine from this the second scandal they're in. We don't even know if the 15 points they got back are staying. Like anything could happen to Juve.
UEFA might ban them next year. Like
exactly,
they said that they're going to decide by the end of the season. Also, if UEFA ban them, and that not Manchester City or PSG, fuck UEFA.
but also I approve.
Yeah, but like they just shit on Italians all the time. Italian soccer, not like the people of Italy, just to make that clear.
Well, I think it comes down to Serie A not having money. You know, Man City has the money to back up all their garbage. Even when they get investigated, they have the money to hide the investigation. Same with PSG.
Yeah, I mean, look at Everton is going through the same thing as Manchester City right now. Not a relegation battle, a finance thing. And the Premier League is like, we'll have Everton's wrapped up by the end of the season.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Manchester? It's like 100 times worse. No, not your baby blue baby team. Fuck
yeah, that, I mean, that's what it is. It's they're the stars. Maybe once they win the Champions League this year, then after that they'll be vulnerable to scrutiny. We'll do one last question. I don't know if we asked this last time, but if we did ask it last time, I'm asking it twice. If we didn't, cool, we got it this time. This is from Abhijit Mohan. Traditionally, Milan have been a tournament team over a league team, boiling down to our first 11 being world-class, with the second string being a huge fall in quality. Do you see this team reverting to that type, or is it too early to tell? Is this the downside of Champions League DNA? I think that's still how we are, because we are a first 11 and two subs, three subs at best, yeah, team.
Yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't give a shit about the league. If we finish top four, I don't care who wins. I want the fucking Champions League. Because the teams who win the Serie A don't fucking win the Champions League. Because they suck.
I mean, it's happened. Like, the last Italian team to win the Champions League was Inter in 2010, and they did the treble. So
okay, but you know what I mean. Like, yeah, historically,
hasn't happened in 25 years, you know, or 23, whatever it is. But yeah, I agree with you. And I think maybe I'm just conditioned that way because of how long the banter era was. When the goal was not win the league, the goal was let's just get top four and hope we even qualify for the Champions League. We put so much pressure and importance on the Champions League that like winning the Scudetto was
a Champions League team.
Yeah.
Like we should be in the Champions League.
Always. We really should. I mean, look, we have the second most. We're not like people bring up the Provincelli, how they have seven Scudetti, but all those were in like the 1800s, early 1900s. You know, they hardly count. They're not a Scudetto winning team, but we are a Champions League winning team. And that's proven by the fact that we had the second most and we took 10 years off from the competition and we still have the second most. We just got back into it with, you know, this season and last season, and we still have the second most and we have a chance to extend that lead, you know, in a couple weeks if we go through to the final. So us being in the Champions League is like there's a reason the expression Champions League DNA exists. And look, if any team has Champions League DNA, it's Real Madrid. You know, no one's denying that. That really is the greatest team in history. But we are a very close second, and that's undeniable no matter what fan base you are. So, yeah, we're a Champions League team. The Scudetto has never carried the importance of the Champions League. I do think we need to put some importance on getting one more Scudetto, get that second star before Inter. And then from there, I don't really care how long it takes us to get the third star, you know, like, I'd much rather get eight Champions League over a third star.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that sums it all up. We ran about an hour here, a little less.
I'm any impressed. Closing
thoughts? Yeah, me too. I feel like I rambled.
Closing thoughts. Lorenzo, if you are listening, your birthday was yesterday, right? Or was it set? It was this week.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yeah.
If you are listening and you made it this far, I will give Anthony money to buy you a beer for your birthday. But you have to tell us you made it this far.
Okay.
Isaac, if you spill the beans, he will not get his beer.
Ooh, I like this. I like this. It's funny because he said he owes me a beer. So yeah, I'll talk about my trip a little bit because so I bought the tickets for the game that Lorenzo's going to. I bought it so we'd all be sitting together, me, my girlfriend, him, his girlfriend. We'd all have four seats next to each other. And then he paid me back. Well, he paid me back in dollars, not euros. So the conversion was off by, I don't know, like 12 bucks, something like that. And I was like, don't worry about it. Like, you know, just buy me a beer or whatever. So he's like, cool, I'll just buy you a beer and cover it. Well, then the very next morning was his fucking birthday. And I was like, holy shit, I forgot his birthday. I could have just paid for the tickets and called it good, you know? And like, because let's be real, it's a European soccer game. They're dirt cheap. They're not that expensive.
Be careful. Don't let the Europeans hear you say that.
I know. They'll freak out. But so then I realized that and I was like, all right, well, I'm going to buy the Casa Milan Tour tickets and don't pay me back. Like, that'll be your birthday gift, which is significantly cheaper than the already cheap game. So there you go. Lorenzo, you got another beer waiting on you from Madison, paid for by Madison from me, I guess.
If you're listening.
And I will not mention it unless he says something because, yeah.
He'll say something send the money in the chat.
Yeah. All right. Well, on that note, thank you everyone who's listening if you made it this far. Obviously, I won't be here next week, but it should be Oliver. It should be Madison. We're not going to record a bonus today because I literally have a flight to catch. Maybe Madison record that later.
5 hours.
3.5.
You said it's 2.
Yeah, but what time do you think I got to leave?
I don't know. I get there for like an hour and a half.
Takeoff time, you know?
Oh, I'm not going through like, is yours direct?
No, we got a fucking layover in Chicago, which is going backwards.
Fuck that. Yo, I'm going to Chicago next week. You should have waited.
No.
Met you up at O'Hare.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's where we're going to be. We have a layover in Chicago on the way there for like an hour. And then on the way back, we have a layover in Newark for 2 hours, 2.5.
Yeah. Gross.
Yeah, but we shouldn't be there that long because customs and check bags and going through securities again and all that dumb shit. So, but anyways, yeah, great being here. See you guys in a few weeks. And yeah, catch you next time.
Ecco l'anteante in area di rigore, anteante, Ibra, gol! Vediamo se è buono, ce l'ho da buono.